So we're continuing on with our praise, and say it with me. Powers released as I start expecting. Say it again. Powers released as I start expecting. And we've been going over different things where expectation was there. When all of the 120 people were gathered in the upper room, they were expecting the gift of the Holy Spirit, right? And they were singing and they were praising. And what happened? The power of God showed up and they all got slain in the spirit, right? All speaking with tongues and blessing everybody that was in the area. It says people came running to see what was going on. That's some power going on, right? I mean, 120 people, you can get a pretty good noise going, but enough to gather the crowd. It was 3,000 people got saved. That doesn't tell you if there were more that didn't get saved. So 120 made quite a ruckus that day, amen, for the Lord. But that was because power was released after their expectation was there, amen? It didn't come first, and then they were expecting, right? They praised first. And then we looked at this, the story of Joshua, the walls of Jericho. And we know that story, right? These great big walls, impenetrable, no way you're getting it through, no way it's coming down. But they had an expectation because they had a word from the Lord. When you got a word from the Lord, you can expect God is going to be faithful. Amen? You can just take that thing and hold on to it and hold on to it and hold on to it, knowing God will be faithful. And that's what we see in the walls of Jericho. But did they praise the Lord after the walls fell? No, they praised before. They praised in expectation of a miracle. Did they get their miracle? Yes, walls came down. And then we saw last week the expectation of release from confinement. Aren't you so glad that God releases us from the things that confine us? Paul and Silas were confined in prison, right? They were held back in the innermost chamber, and they began to weep and mourn. No, just kidding. No, they began to praise, and their praise brought expectation that God was going to move, and the Lord destroyed that confinement. Everything broke loose. Everything broke loose. But first they began to praise, and then power was released as they, start expecting. Amen? Well, we're continuing on. I bet you didn't know that there are this many stories in the Bible about praise and power. But there's lots of good stuff. And today we're in 2 Chronicles 20. It's a very long story, but just to kind of wrap it up really quick, the Israelites had the Moabites, the Ammonites, and some of the Minuites that were coming to wage war against them. And let's just put it this way. Israel was definitely on the smaller side compared to their enemies. You ever been against an enemy that looks way bigger than you? Maybe your health, maybe your finances, maybe your family, maybe your job, maybe your car, whatever it is, it looks way bigger than you. Well, I got news for you today. Powers release after I start expecting. Not after you get your answer. The power is released when you begin to praise. You're showing the Lord, I'm expecting, I'm expecting, I'm expecting. And then he responds with his power. There's this vast army that's come against them in Jehoshaphat. And it says the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem were all at the temple of the Lord in the front of the courtyard. And Jehoshaphat stands up and he prays. And then everybody's joining with him. And then it says the Spirit of the Lord came on a man named Jehazel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Mathaniah, a Levite and a descendant of Asaph, as he stood in the assembly. Verse 15, he said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says to you. Don't be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army." He just nails it right on the head. Don't be afraid of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but God's. And I bet at that moment, Jehoshaphat went, thank you, Jesus. It says in verse 16, "Tomorrow march down against them. They will be climbing up the pass. You will not have to fight this battle." Verse 17, "Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you and Jerusalem and Judah. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Go face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They prayed, and they got their answer. So now they have something to be expecting, right? But the Lord also said they had a part to play. What was their part to play? They weren't going to fight the battle, but they still had to go out as if they were. They still had to go out as if they were. Why? Because that's what God said. And sometimes in our lives, we'll look at things and, well, why are you asking me to do that? Don't ask him why. Just do what he says. Don't talk back to him. Just do what he says. Well, it doesn't make any sense. When has God's word ever had stories that made sense? You're a widow. You have one meal left. And the prophet says, make one for me first, and then you and your son will eat to this entire famine. That doesn't make sense to me. Because when you are down to your last meal and you make it and you feed it to somebody else, there's nothing left over in the natural. It doesn't make sense, right? When the a commander of the army, can't remember his name off the top of my head, is it Naaman? Right? Is it Naaman? They went down, he was covered in he had leprosy, and Elijah told him, go down to the Jordan and dip 7 times. And he said, why would I do that? Jordan's disgusting. I got rivers back home I could do. And you know what the young maiden in his household said to him that was a servant from Israel? She said, why are you questioning? If he said it, then do it. I can just imagine him in my mind, because I can imagine us, right? Going down the dirty, nasty water. It makes me think of Snake River when there's been a low amount of water. It just gets gross there. It's like little floaty things in the water. And we still played in it, but, you know, it was questionable, right? I can imagine him going down there and the stuff in this water, and he just 7 times in this disgusting water. And he gets out deep enough and he goes down once. And he gets to the 7th time. I believe he felt something. I believe he felt something before the 7th time because he kept going. There was something that began to change. Does it make any sense to you to cure leprosy by dunking in a river 7 times? No. But when God gives you instructions, you do them. So they're still dressed for battle. He says, go and take up your position and stand firm. Do you know how crazy this must have looked? He's asking them, their tiny little army and all their people, to go out there and take a stand against an enemy that is so numerous that cannot be counted. You know, I mean, I'm sure the devil was like, oh, really, guys? What are you going to do, huh? I mean, they could knock you out just like that. But they listened and they were obedient because God had given them a promise and they were in expectation that God was going to do it. Now, listen to what happened. It says, early in the morning, verse 20, they left the desert of Tekoa. And they set out, and Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. He's reminding them. They've heard the word of the Lord. Now they're getting ready to go out. He says this, have faith in the Lord your God. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful. This is important. After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. Had they already won the battle? Did the people already see that the battle had been won? No. Where did he put the singers? In the front. Why did he have praise going on in the front? So that the people in the front couldn't be distracted by what they saw, what they heard, what they felt. All they could do was get fired up about the praise that was going on. Have you ever been in someone's presence where like, they're, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The next thing you know, you're like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then it just gets louder and louder and louder and louder. That's what I see happening. Because these soldiers were still men. And I can see them up there going, okay, we just got to go. Just got to go up there. We just got to stand. That's all he said. We just got to stand. What if they do something to us while we're standing? You know, I mean, you can start hearing what could possibly be happening. And all of a sudden, from the front of the crowd, you hear, give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. I'm one person. They said they had singers. that were singing this. This was a praise celebration going on at the front of this battle line. So all the people, as you go back, it gets louder and louder as the word goes back. We are giving thanks to the Lord, and we are praising him because his love endures forever. He loves us. He promised. We got this. Praise. Praise built them up. Verse 22, as they began to sing and praise. Why do we praise? Because power is released after I start expecting. As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. What? Who defeated them? Who defeated them? They started defeating themselves. It says they turned on one another and they destroyed each other. You see, sometimes you don't even have to worry about your enemy when you're praising. Because you know what your praise does? It releases the power of God to go forth and accomplish the task that he has for you. And it says later on that when they got there, they got to the top and they looked out, there was nothing but dead bodies laying everywhere. Do you know how many days it took them? Because in war, when you took over your enemy or you killed your enemy or you won the victory, you got the plunder. Because people didn't just travel, you know, lightly in those days. You brought everything with you because you were coming from a different country. Even though the countries were close, you still traveled a long way to wage war. So they would have their tents. Some of them would have brought, you know, their wives or different things that were on them, military things, food, who knows, maybe they brought jewels or whatever that they wanted to bring with them. It says it took 3 days for the nation of Judah and Jerusalem to pick up all the plunder. 3 days! 3 days! So not only does God destroy your enemy when you begin to praise, he also provides the plunder for you to pick up. And I am ready for it to take 3 days for us to count offering at Redeemed Church. Hallelujah. I am ready for those days. Amen. I'm ready to have to get a computer program to count the tithes and offerings because God is able. Don't sit there and go, oh, yeah, that's really funny. No, that is faith. That is faith. And I'm saying to you today, this message. Are you listening? All you who live in Oregon and Washington, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army or this enemy that has risen up against you. For the battle is not yours, but God's. The battle is not yours, but God's. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord your God will give you. What is your job? Your job is to praise. Your job is to praise. Well, actually, I have two jobs. To praise and pick up the plunder. Can you do that? I think we can handle that. Praise and picking up the plunder. Picking up the blessings. Grabbing those people that should be with you in the kingdom of God. Picking them up. Bringing them in with you. Amen? God wants to do incredible things in our finances and in our lives. And this is the key. You praise in expectation before it ever gets here. Because as you begin to praise, power is released from heaven. Amen? So anybody ready to praise as we give our tithes and offerings today? Thank you, Jesus. Grab your tithes and offerings. Father, we just praise you in advance for this word. Whatever enemy has tried to come against us in each of these homes, of these people's lives, we praise you, Lord, today. The battle is not ours. You've given us that word today. It is yours. Our job is to take our position, to stand firm, and to trust that you will be faithful. And in that trusting, God, in that standing and waiting, we choose not to worry and fret and fear. We choose to throw our hands to the Lord and say, we give thanks to God for his love endures forever. And we will praise you and praise you and praise you because we know, Father, as we praise, power is released. And we thank you for that power that's released in each one of our lives this week. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we just call, we just say, angels, go forth. Whatever's been holding people's finances back, holding back things that were stolen, if there was something that was stolen from you in your life, you just say in Jesus' name, it's coming back. You're picking up that plunder. If something's been held back for years, you're picking up the plunder. Maybe in your family line, there was things that were stolen from you. You're picking up the plunder because God is sending his angels to ambush the enemy and to defeat them before you ever get there. And all you're doing is picking it up. Father, we just praise you and we thank you for your faithfulness today. And God, we will be faithful sowers. Father, whatever comes in, we will be faithful to return your 10% to you and praise you the whole while we're doing it. Because God, we know that anything is possible with you. Anything is possible with you. And we choose, Father, to put our expectations in a God that blesses, a God that provides, and a God that is faithful today. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Thank you, Jesus.